It's Wednesday, July 19th, 2023, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. A new Microsoft 365 add-on promises no tickets to track and aims to shake up the MSP market. An MIT study says AI technology is not a threat, but an enhancer to writers. And boost your cybersecurity practices with CISA's newly released free tools. This is the Business of Tech. JumpCloud released its Q2 2023 SME IT Trends Report. The poll of IT admins in the UK, US, and France shows that 43% of UK respondents have concerns about how MSPs manage security, in line with 46% globally. However, this is 11% lower than US respondents, where 54% reported concerns. More than one half at 57% of UK IT admins use MSPs to some extent within their IT program. However, this is 12% lower than the global average and 22% lower than US respondents, where the usage of MSPs is at 79%. So this is interesting timing for a pair of managed services related stories. Arrow Electronics is adding managed services to its portfolio. The distributor added storage, cloud backup, network and security with automated monitoring, and cloud orchestration as new services available for providers. And not entirely new, but new to me, and perhaps you, Microsoft has launched Business Assist for Microsoft 365. It's an optional add-on for $5 a month per user, adding a small business advisor, access to Microsoft support, personalized migration support to Microsoft 365, and regular checkups. It explicitly lists no tickets to track, no robots, no long waiting times, phone, email, or in-product support. Why do we care? I thought I'd couple two large organizations moving further into the space with the data around demand. It's easy to understand why both organizations are motivated to ensure they have an offering. That Microsoft offering should give pause. Yeah, I hear your screams about personalization or your ability to be local. No tickets to track as a feature. That sounds quite compelling, and if Microsoft can pull it off, why can't you? A new study by two MIT economics graduate students focuses on where generative AI may be most effective, reducing gaps in writing ability between employees. They found that it could enable less experienced workers who lack writing skills to produce work similar in quality to that of more skilled colleagues. In the tests, those who chose to use ChatGPT took 40% less time to complete their tasks and produced work that the assessors scored 18% higher in quality than the participants who didn't use it. The writers who were already skilled at writing were able to reduce the amount of time they spent on their work, while those who were assessed as being weaker writers produced higher quality work once they gained access to the chatbot. Why do we care? I love that the data is starting to arrive, and this is compelling. This augments writers. It makes them better writers, either faster or filling in the skills gaps. We've seen data in call center acceleration too. AI won't replace people. They'll be replaced by others who know how to use AI. That's your approach with customers and should be your guiding principle for your own use. So let's do some good security news. More free tools from CISA. Here's the list released Monday. The Cybersecurity Evaluation Tool, which assists organizations in evaluating their enterprise and asset cybersecurity posture. Scuba Gear, a secure cloud business application gear, which helps compare configurations against CISA's Microsoft 365 baseline recommendations. The Untitled Goose tool, helping detect signs of malicious activity in Microsoft cloud environments. Decider, which helps generate MITRE attack mapping reports. And Memory Forensic on Cloud, which builds memory forensic environment on Amazon Web Services. Also on the security front, let's talk labeling. Launched Tuesday, the new U.S. Cyber Trust Mark, not to be confused with CompTIA CATIA's trustmarks is the label for smart devices, which was previously discussed. The program covers connected devices commonly found in the home, like smart refrigerators, microwaves, smart televisions, and smart climate control systems. The announcement also lists smart fitness trackers as a device that would be covered by the certification and labeling program, and it may expand further. It's a two-part voluntary program, a logo on the box, and a QR code to scan to verify the device is still certified as threats evolve and change. Labels should start appearing on devices in 2024. Why do we care? Free tools to do your job and make your practice better, courtesy of the U.S. government. You're thinking about security for your customers and want to step up to virtual CISO services. Sonomi has a guide for you. Learn what SMBs are looking for, how to add virtual CISO services at scale to your managed services portfolio without adding headcount, and how to do so in a profitable manner. Download the guide to learn how you can leverage Sonomi to set up virtual CISO services by visiting sonomi.com/resources. That's CYNOMI.com. Virtual CISO at scale. Thanks for listening. Today, National Hot Dog Day and National Daiquiri Day. Sounds like quite a barbecue. I will talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit MSPradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.